Music star Christina Aguilera gave us a taste of what to expect when she performed live on The X Factor last weekend, and she makes her big screen debut this weekend in the sassy dancing drama Burlesque. She plays a waitress who dreams of being a singer and gets her chance when she joins a club run by an ex-dancer. And who better to be sharing the screen with than that ex-dancer Cher, who made the successful transition herself from music to movies many years ago and has an Oscar to her name. She explains how she did her best to take the young pretender under her wing.
I just tried to make her feel really comfortable. I just tried to, you know, give her whatever my experience was, I tried to use it with her.
Burlesque is cheesy, predictable, but stylish fun. There's nothing very original to it, but Christina Aguilera is surprisingly good. She brings a natural sweetness to her feisty heroine and gives a masterclass on how to work the camera. If you're expecting soft porn or nudity here, though, she says you'll be disappointed.
The guys actually show more than the women, so it's good for both the guys and the girls. It's a really fun ride. You have comedy, drama, laughter, and it's a very inspiring story.
Also new at Shropshire Cinemas this weekend is Tron Legacy, a reboot of the cult 1982 sci-fi thriller. Garrett Hedlund plays the son of a computer genius who finds himself transported into his dad's old mainframe computer, where he's reunited with the father he thought was dead. Now, video game addicts will be in their element here as the frenetic action in the opening hours zooms around a psychedelic, computer-generated world. But the screenwriters haven't really lavished the same sort of attention on either the plot or the protagonists. And it has to be said that apart from an eye-catching cameo by Martin Sheen, the second half of this film is frankly rather dull. Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black as the giant in the Kingdom of Lilliput is the family-friendly offering heading to Shropshire on Boxing Day. And don't miss the Shropshire Star's Christmas Cracker supplement on December the 24th, when I'll be running through some of the other big films heading our way next year.